Welcome to Black People Love Paramore, a podcast to try to help Black people feel seen. Please feel free to donate to the show at the link in the show notes. And please rate and write us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. 5 stars only because we are 5-star bitches. Word to Yo Gotti. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and all of the things. Additionally, I have a new podcast called Glass House by Sequoia Holmes. Am I late this week? Yes. Is an episode going to come out this week? Maybe not. Nevertheless, you should go ahead and find that podcast. You can find it anywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm your host, Sequoia, and today joining me for the second installment of our television series, returning to the show, we have fan fave and my fave, Jewel Wicker. Woo! Applause, Blake. Applause, Blake. Ooh, I can't speak. Applause, Blake. Gee.
Applause, Blake.
Even if you ain't saying it right.
That's okay. Yeah, no, you understood the sentiment. You knew what I meant. So I'm not gonna have you introduce yourself because they already know you. Unless you have anything you
they
would
may
like
not
to
have heard the previous episodes.
You're right. Go ahead. You know what? You're right.
They
go ahead.
This is
why Jewel should be a producer.
My name is Jewel Wicker. I'm an entertainment and culture reporter and editor based in Atlanta, Georgia. That's all I got.
Should I tell them about? No, I'm not going to. No. Should I tell them about the Hulu?
Girl, bye. Not you trying to embarrass me.
That's a big. Okay, you know
Did
what?
Did I tell you my therapist was like, I saw you on Hulu. I said, did you? She said, uh-huh. And she was like, I was watching it with my husband. I had to pretend like I didn't know you. I'm like, girl, why lie? You know you told that man I was your client and I'd be giving you hell. Why lie? Just be honest. There's no reason to lie. I know you told that man I was a basket case. There is no reason for you to lie about it.
She trying to have the confidentiality, okay?
I appreciate it. That was real professional.
She definitely told him, though.
She was like, I was watching with my husband. I had to act like I didn't know you, but I was excited. Mm-hmm. And I was like, sure.
That's Jewel. Sure. That's Jewel. Sure. I know this problem and this problem. She definitely did that. And that's okay. I'd be okay. I'd be trying to tell my therapist. I'd be okay if you be talking about me and other. Sometimes, you know,
I might be a case study.
You know, sometimes I'll be telling my therapist, like, oh, don't tell nobody this. And she'd be like, you think I tell people other things that you tell me? And I'd be like, no, but I'm saying this, you could tell people other things. I'm saying this one, you specifically do not have my permission.
What business do I have? First of all, who cares about my business?
I'm like, who
if you went to
fuck?
Somebody and you were like, let me tell you about Jewel Wicker business, they're going to be like, well, let me pipe up. Who? They're going to be like, who cares?
Right. They're going to be like, who the fuck
cares?
Is Sequoia?
So, you know, I could be a case study. You might be trying to figure out why people do the things they do, and you might be using me as a case study. I respect that.
And who am I to hold people back from progress because I don't want to be used as a case study?
I want others to heal.
You know?
Absolutely.
I would love to heal, and I would love others to heal. Anyways.
My healing questionable. They healing that they should.
You know what I mean? That's how I feel about it personally. You know what? I realized I didn't say what we're going to be talking about. Now, I know y'all know because y'all clicked on the title of the episode, so I know that you know. But we're going to be talking about The Hills, okay? Renowned reality television show, The Hills, Chef's Kiss, delightful television show. If you've never checked it out, you really should. But before we talk about that, we're going to have In My Defense. Jewel, I know I didn't prep you, so no pressure. No pressure. I know you've been on the show, but no pressure.
Oh, I'll just bring
minute.
Up one of the ones that I use in our group text. That's okay.
Oh, great. And whose group text? With me
in
something
our group
that
text. No, and just oh. In our text.
Okay. I about to say, you about to say something that pissed me off, I feel.
I wouldn't bring up what we talk about with the men. They're not interesting. Go on.
Oh, thank God. Okay. In My Defense is our segment where we bring one of our unpopular opinions and defend it for you all. I have In My Defense this week. You want me to start?
You go ahead. Uh-huh.
Okay. My In My Defense this week is I prefer Laguna Beach to The Hills. Just a little bit, though. Not, you know, just a little bit. It just is a little bit more raw. A little bit, you know, a little bit less produced.
I don't doubt
the kids weren't into it yet. They didn't know what reality TV could do for them. Apparently, it had been pitched to them as like a documentary. They're like, oh yeah, we're going to do a little documentary just following some kids from Laguna Beach High School to show the real Orange County, the flip side of the OC, the scripted OC television show. Right. And so they were like, oh, okay, yeah, like we literally are getting paid $1,000. They got paid like $1,000, first of all. Like, that's it. Total? I think they got paid like $1,000
per episode.
No, I think they got paid $1,000.
Shall I sound like my lawyer when I be showing her, but she be like, that's per episode or total? Back out.
I love it. Exactly. But this was 2004, before, you know,
fair
TV, you know, reality TV had really popped that hard, especially and with no name people. So and they were like, oh, we're going to get free trips to Cabo. We're going to get $1,000. Mm-hmm. Like, they thought they had came up. Little did they know they was being exploited like a motherfucker. But it made for better television to me, in my opinion.
They were rich, and so I don't feel bad. They're fine. They still had a pool in the backyard. Let's move on. All of them were rich.
No, some of them. Mm-mm. See, I'll be listening to the podcast. There's Kristen and Stephen, or Stephen, not Stephen. Do you know who Stephen is? Uh-huh. They have a podcast called Back to the Beach, where they watch episodes of Laguna Beach and like talk about, they go through each episode and like talk about what was real, what was fake, what was really going on, whatever. Kristen didn't have money like that. Stephen didn't have money like that, but Lauren was rich.
Absolutely. I have followed Lauren Conrad well through the heels. Like, the heels went off, and I just took Lauren Conrad because I said, let's move on from this phase. I just took Lauren Conrad coffee table books up and sent them.
Not you had the coffee table books.
Baby, oh, I had them. I had the Kelly Catrone book.
Oh, because Kelly Catrone is that bitch. Because so
I said I want to figure out how to girl boss too close to the sun. So I had uh-huh. Kelly Catrone book, and mm-hmm. I had both. She had two.
Okay.
I had both of Lauren Conrad's coffee table books. And then to take it a step further to give you deep into the hills, Emily Schumann, who ran Emily.
Glossier?
The intern? No. Yes. You think about the other Emily. It's many Emilies.
There'll be a lot of Emilies. Okay, wait. Emily Schumann.
So if you watch the early episodes of The Hills when they're at the Teen Vogue office, she's like the receptionist. She was interning at Teen Vogue at the time that The Hills happened. She goes on to launch this really popular like lifestyle blog back in the blog days. You know, mm-hmm. she had this really popular lifestyle blog called Cupcakes and Cashmere. So, girl, I had her coffee table book too. I was in the orbit.
So everybody made coffee table books. Okay, let me put that on my to-do list.
That was the thing. You don't need
it. I need one of them.
We've moved on from that.
No,
it's 2023. No.
Rihanna just made one.
I just sent it to the Goodwill.
You just sent Rihanna to the Goodwill?
No, I didn't buy Rihanna because it was expensive. I bought Lauren Conrad and Emily Schumann's. And then
they're going to the Goodwill. I'll gift you mine, so you don't even have to buy it. I'll gift it. You could, and I expect to see it on the coffee table.
The coffee table book by Sequoia Holmes?
Yeah.
What is going to be the content of the coffee table book? Because see, Kanye had a book. It was like about the spaceship tour when Graduation came out. I don't remember if I'm saying the tour right, but that was his best tour. He had that too. He had a coffee table book. Rihanna got a coffee table book. Coffee table books have to have a subject though. So I'm just curious what your subject would be.
I prefer Laguna Beach to the Hills just like a tiny bit. And that's that on that. I feel like that's a little bit unpopular, not like crazy or anything, but people tend to gravitate toward the hills a little bit more. I think it's just because it was later on. Reality TV had popped real severely by that time. These kids already had a little bit of name cachet coming from a TV show already. So it's not super unpopular.
I respect that. I didn't watch Laguna Beach too heavy. I was bored. I think when you take away the glitz and the glam, now I'm just watching rich white kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't care.
You know why? Because you didn't grow up with rich white kids. That's
correct.
Why.
And so I don't care.
You're not right. You don't have any personal tie. I never watched OC, but you didn't have any personal tie to it. So it wasn't like, oh,
why would I care? And so when you take away the fictionalized stories and the LA lifestyle, which I once coveted and which is why I like The Hills, I don't care. And so that's probably why you got into Laguna Beach is probably why I didn't get into Laguna Beach.
That's fair.
I was like, I really don't care.
That's fair. I said, oh, this is
I don't
want to
sit there and watch these people have their bonfires on the beach. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, I used to go to bonfires at least 2-3 times a year. Yeah. That was very growing up. And Long Beach, I don't know if y'all know this, but Long Beach is on the border of Orange County. So if you go one city over, it's Orange County from Long Beach.
30 minutes ago, Long Beach was Compton. Now it's Orange County.
Please stop trying to embarrass me on my own podcast. Please stop trying to embarrass me on my own podcast. Thank you.
I just want to get the geography. I'm not from there.
You know how you can get it? You can move your ass here and then you will get it.
Shut up. So,
anyways.
Okay, go on.
What's your in my defense? I want to hear what yours is.
So, and don't bring up nothing about eyebrows because I don't know nothing about it.
Where are we going?
You'll see. Okay. I've told you this in the group, in the thread, the text thread, and I want to bring it here about my love for Selena Gomez. And how I really truly like her music. And I know that for some people is an unpopular opinion, but I like Selena Gomez music. I have a good time when I listen to it. And again, I said, I don't bring up nothing about no eyebrows. I don't know nothing about it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't
about.
Know what I'm talking about?
I literally don't.
They know why she was beefing with the girl, with Haley.
I know they weren't beefing over eyebrows.
Because Selena, this is the bare minimum of what I know. Okay? So don't ask me to go deeper because I don't know. Because again, I feel like I felt about Laguna Beach. I don't care. Selena Gomez laminated her eyebrows or something and she did it wrong. I don't know. And she was like, oh my gosh, I did it wrong. And then Kylie and Haley posted a video of up close to their eyebrows and everybody said they was bullying Selena and then it spiraled.
This is getting so fucking
they
silly.
Was beefing for weeks about that. Sometimes Justine Scott got in it. I don't know.
I didn't realize that. First of all, I watched an entire video. So it didn't start off with the eyebrows because I watched an entire like explainer video and the eyebrows wasn't included yet. So the eyebrows may be more like a more recent development, I think. Maybe.
Oh, they've been beefing forever. So possibly. Right.
But it's been like a bunch
of it. I think this was the catalyst of the more recent spiral. I don't know. Okay. But my point was, I don't want us to dive it. So good, because I don't know what's going on either, and I don't care. So I wanted to talk about, but I like Selena's music, you know? It's fun, it's a good time. We can go back to Love You Like a Love Song. That was a good look.
That was a good song.
I love you like a love song, baby. I had a good time.
That was good. Even, she made one that I really like. Oh, Naturally Beautiful? No, Beautiful. It was something beautiful. It wasn't Naturally. Anything. I did like that one too, but there was another one about being beautiful. Jewel, please stop acting like you don't know what song I'm talking about.
The way that you're presenting it, I am so sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. Look at that way. So look. Present it. I'm so sorry. I don't.
Who says? Who says?
I never liked that song, so that's why I didn't. Girl, shut up.
You know, I used to like dance around my room like with my hands up, like spinning around, like I'm no beauty queen.
I never liked that song. The na 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 annoying. And then when she's who says, can you tell me who said, girl, shut up.
So you know it.
Yeah, I know the song. You know, I just don't like it. For somebody, I know the song. Because it was played everywhere. That was when she was a Disney girl. I feel like it was played mm-hmm. everywhere. And mm-hmm. I just simply was like, I do not care. We could have gave it
so this is like else. The third thing that you've been wrong about music wise so
no I'm not and I can go I can air your grievances out if you want me to. All right. So but I like her, like when she even the song she Rare, before she had Rare Beauty, she had a song called Rare that was fun. She had a song with Kid Cudi, A Sweeter Place, that was fun. Selena was, you know what I'm saying, I feel like Selena Gomez knew that she wasn't a vocalist. Selena Gomez knew that she wasn't a dancer, which is why I would never pay money to see her perform live. But she gave us a good time. She gave us emotions. She gave us feelings over a beat.
Okay.
And I can respect that.
And that's
somebody
who
don't take
sometimes.
Themselves too seriously. Mm-hmm. Somebody who's going to have a good time, who's going to share their story and move out the way.
Like that, like so. Real simply
I like
put.
It. Yeah. So that's all I got to say. You know, her and Demi. They started off on Barney. I was a Barney girl. So
I forgot they started on Barney.
Yeah, I remember they was besties from Barney. And I was a Barney girl. I had my imaginary friend came from Barney.
You want to tell the story? You want to leave it there or you want to?
Yeah, listeners, remember the white boy Michael from Barney? Y'all remember him? That was my imaginary friend.
Jewel had a legitimate imaginary friend.
Drove my family crazy. Crazy,
that she made her plate, family.
Michael got to get a plate. If I get a bath, you're not going to bathe Michael? Not you going to let Michael be dirty and he a guest. Michael's thirsty. I'm thirsty.
Well, when do guests go home? Some guests overstay their welcome. Michael
so
just
I asked
never
my mom about
home.
This. She was like, sometimes I'd be like, it's time for Michael to go. But then she like, I would be like, okay, we have to walk Michael home. So I'm like, well, how did I know when Michael was home? She was like, either you would get tired of walking and be like, bye, Michael, like he was gone, or I would be like, all right, he gone, let's go. And she was like, that's how Michael went home.
Wow. You know, let me tell you something. A fantastic mother. That's mothering. Chef's kiss.
I remember one time my grandma sat on the stairs and I threw a tantrum because I said she sat on Michael. My grandmother didn't have the patience that my mother had.
That part.
My grandma said, little girl, I don't give a damn about you and this little imaginary friend if you don't get it out of my face.
Because you know what I'm not about to do is stand up.
Get out of my face.
I'm not.
It's like, well, okay, let me move on. Granny ain't the one to try.
No, no. So, yeah. You see, you knew. Yep.
Michael, Demi, and Selena. Okay. Now, we don't know where Michael is. We can't say. But we know where Demi and Selena are. Our friendship might not be in the best place, but they are doing well. And they're my girls. I love them. Absolutely.
I'm really happy for you, and I'm happy for Michael's development and growth and all of those things.
We don't know that he did, but I do appreciate you saying that. We don't know where Michael could be in the worst of the worst. I hope not, but we don't know.
Song of the week. Is your song the Demi song, the Selena song you just said? What was the Selena? You said several Selena songs. Do you have one?
It was Kobe Calais' Battle. You remember that?
I don't know about Battle. I remember Kobe Calais. How did Battle go?
Kobe Calais was my girl. This is a battle and it's your final last call. You remember that song? I was watching the Hills clips and it came up and I said, oh! Because Kobe Calais used to make me feel it in my chest.
You've been a pop girly.
It's funny. I was doing an interview today with a celebrity and we were talking about Black girls and their love for Continuum, the John Mayer album. And I was like, you know, that had a real strong hold on me in my teenage years. And she was saying how she didn't get into it until later because she listened to R&B, Black music. And I was like, yeah, my mom was also very confused. Like, where do you?
I want to know where you did, because you didn't go to school with white people again. Once more. MySpace. So where was
what? MySpace.
This tracks. MySpace. Okay. That's where the exposure was coming in MySpace. Mm-hmm.
Just from the internet.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Got it naturally. The pop girly. Absolutely.
I was to my core. John Mayer. I had John Mayer songs. I had Kobe Calais. I had Sia back when Sia was, back before pop Sia, but when Sia was doing really like alternative kind of music.
She loves a singer-songwriter. That's the thing. You love a singer-songwriter.
Give me something I can feel now. Hello.
Giving a song that she can feel.
So, Kobe Calais was my girl, and she was a really talented songwriter, and it just took me back. I don't know, when I was thinking of the Hills and like watching TikToks about it earlier today, I was like, that was one thing about the Hills. They had the same pop spirit that I did, and I appreciated that.
They did. The music on the Hills, that's something that the music on the Hills was really good, and obviously it's because it's MTV and they had the rights to all the fucking music, but the music was so good. I watched it all just like 2 months ago. Within the last 2 months, I finished the Hills again for like the third, fourth time. And the whole time I'm like, damn, this music, these tracks that they're putting in here. And it's like a time capsule of the time too. It's so fun.
Yeah.
That's like a good portion of enjoying the Hills. It's like, just like, damn, this song.
It was like when Natasha Bedingfield had that moment of like a year or two ago. And I was like, because she's a queen and she deserves. And she's put out nothing but bangers for it. She got a little dumpy. Shout out.
A little dumpy, yep.
They found out. Wait a minute, Natasha.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. So, I like the Hills music and it made me think of Kobe Calais.
I feel that. Speaking of the Hills music, Laguna Beach Music, Coming Clean by Hilary Duff is my song of the week because a fantastic song. Yeah, I don't know if I ever told the story on this podcast, but for years in college, every time it would rain, I would run outside literally in the rain and like sprint. When I say sprint back and forth around campus.
Are you not embarrassed?
Screaming that song, and I would put it on Snapchat. I would be Snapchatting myself, screaming back and forth. Still to this day, people who know me personally, as soon as it rains, they will send me a photo and be like, well.
Are you not embarrassed?
The internet's waiting. Embarrassed? No, last time I did it was 2019 when I was working at BuzzFeed.
That was very recent.
No, I don't feel embarrassed. No, okay. I did it. I ran around the BuzzFeed campus doing it in the rain. Yes, I did.
That we have to stand by. I love that Hilary Duff song. I also feel like Hilary Duff, another underrated Disney little moment. That's so Yesterday is probably my favorite. Hilary Duff, if the light is off, then it isn't on.
If it's Aristotle. Over, let it go.
That's
tomorrow. It'll
seem that's it. Yesterday. That's my girl. So I love Come Clean. That's a undeniable banger.
Really, very much a banger. Moving on to the main topic, the Hills. We gonna talk about the Hills, y'all. I'm so excited. This series is giving me life because the Degrassi episode was so much fun for me, y'all. When I tell you, I was in here heart racing with excitement while screaming about this damn show on this podcast. I can't believe y'all listen to me scream about just things that I like. Thank you so much for listening to me scream on this show about shit that I like, because it's so good. Now, The Hills is going to be similar because I thoroughly enjoy the show and I just finished fucking watching it. So I have a lot of thoughts stuck right here about the show. Are you ready, Jewel? Because I seen that she was, because she was watching it earlier today to prepare for the podcast. Because
I was just in the mood. Well, the funny thing is, a few weeks ago, I had started watching it and then I think I got distracted. And so I paused it. And so I started back watching it today. But I used to watch The Hills every summer. Like when summer would start, I would start, like that was my summer kickoff. It was like a ritual where I would start the summer by binging The Hills. So I hadn't done it in a while and I wanted to get into it.
I'm happy that you got into it. Let me define this show, or Laguna Beach and The Hills. We're going to be talking about The Hills primarily because that seems to be what most people care about, but I'm going to define both or just give you a little yeah, something straight from Wikipedia.
But what we should know about Laguna, we'll hear
I'm going to tell y'all just straight from Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Per usual. In 2004, the reality television series Laguna Beach, The Real Orange County premiered on MTV. The program was created by Liz Gately and documented the lives of several students attending Laguna Beach High School as they completed secondary education. The series proved amongst the network's most successful programming, though the entire original cast left after the second season and were replaced by another group of teenagers for the following seasons. Television producer Adam DeVillo, side note, I don't know that Adam is seeing heaven. Leave it there, developed the spinoff program The Hills to follow one of its predecessors' original cast members, Lauren Conrad, as she moved to Los Angeles to pursue a career in the fashion industry.
Well, you can't just send the man to hell and not tell us why he going.
So he's going to hell because, again, y'all got to listen to Back to the Beach podcast. He really set them damn kids up. He was exploiting. Nigga was pulling storylines out of nowhere that was ruining people's lives. Like, he was just doing wild stuff. Multiple storylines. Storyline about Kristen having a drug problem. Do you remember that?
This was on The Hills, wasn't it?
It was on The Hills. Yeah, it was at the very end of The Hills. And they kept trying to be like, Kristen, like, you have a problem. And she was not having it. She was like, enough. Stop. I'm not about to do this with y'all. Like, don't play with me. It was getting serious. He did it with Holly, Heidi's sister. Also tried to make it seem like she had an addiction to alcohol. When the person who had the addiction was Stephanie Pratt.
That's Stephanie.
Yeah, who literally had multiple DUIs, had her license revoked and all types of shit, but they didn't want to focus on that. They wanted to focus on Holly and Kristen. And for what, Adam? Anyways, I have a question. The theme songs for The Hills and Laguna Beach, which one are you taking in a battle? You taking Come Clean or you taking Unwritten?
Can I ask a clarifying question? Like, are we asking, is it which are better theme songs, or are we asking which are better songs?
Which song evokes the best feeling out of you? And that can be because you watched a show and it evokes feeling. Just which evokes a better feeling out of you?
I'm going to vote for Miss Duff.
Really? I'm shocked.
Yeah. I like Unwritten as a theme song. I think it's a great theme song. I think it is a time capsule for that time. I think it is timeless in what it represents now because of its ties to The Hills. But I think Come Clean, standalone as a theme song, just in general, to me, evokes more emotion.
That's fair. I get that. I get that. I'm going to go ahead and give it to Miss Bedingfield because it's bright. It's just such a bright song. When I'm having a down day, I cut that shit on. I'll be like, yes, the rest is just unwritten. Staring at the blank page before you open up the dirty window. Look at the imagery, the visuals. Let the sun illuminate the words you cannot find. That's a writer's anthem, Jewel. That's a writer's anthem.
I agree. But, you know, I like a little sadness. So I'm
going to go. She is.
If I'm down, I'm going to go. If we go low, we're going to go lower.
She's a pop girly.
Turn on the depression song.
But a sad pop girly, you know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I get that. I understand that. That makes sense.
So there are other Natasha Bedingfield songs that I would use before I would use Unwritten. And that's okay.
I also feel that Natasha purposely was trying to, you know, pander to the blacks. I know pander's a bad word, but I don't mean it in a bad way. I don't know the other word. That's the good version of pander.
What are you trying to say?
Because she had that choir in there. When they got to that third, feel the rain on your skin, I said, oh my God, this is familiar. It's Baptist. I know it is.
That's like, what Baptist church? Because it didn't have no soul.
You're rude. First of
now
all,
now y'all playing.
They probably just British Baptist.
Oh. Well, no, that ain't the kind of, that would, I don't know. Maybe she could have that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think British Baptist probably.
Yeah, because I think you just made that up. But
I'm fairly certain I just made that up.
As a former Southern Baptist baby, that didn't sound like the church I went to.
That's like when Nick Jonas did that Jealous remix with the choir.
I didn't buy into that either. I'm sorry. I said, that's cute. I did. Y'all try to, and that's the problem. Because y'all want to try to put a choir behind everything. If the soul ain't there, the soul ain't there. Putting a black woman in a row behind you to give a little finishing note ain't going to put it there. Jealous is a cute song. We didn't need to turn it into a Southern Baptist hymnal. It was unnecessary. I didn't buy it.
I like the hymnal. So.
And I like Nick Jonas, and I think he has a nice voice, but we don't need to pretend like his voice make me want to go to salvation.
And a really good face.
He cute. He wasn't my favorite back in the day, but he cute.
Were you a Joe girl?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Nick Jonas was very young when, you have to remember, Nick Jonas was, people who got into the Jonas Brothers got into the Jonas Brothers late. I was an early early investor.
Me
in
too.
The Jonas Brother. I was Mandy. Remember Mandy?
Yes, Mandy is my shit. I really love like Mandy so much.
Very young. I didn't want him. I wanted his older brother.
And he was barely.
He was. I still thought, look
exactly,
at that little boy.
Exactly. So what are you talking about?
I want the brother.
You wanted Joe. Brother.
Absolutely. Anyway. Now, as an adult.
Yeah, Nick is really giving as an adult. And I knew both. That from the jump. I knew it from the jump.
As an adult, I'll take both. But as a youth, Joe was doing it for me. But I thought, wow, what a talented young man that Nick is. He's talented.
Back to the Hills. First of all, I genuinely thought my life was going to be like the Hills. This is why Black girls need better media representation. Because like the only time
this
I was seeing.
Not.
Yes.
I fully believed.
I like legitimately believe like wholeheartedly in my chest, because I legitimately thought I was going to move to Los Angeles. I was going to drive my little drop top Beamer. I was going to live in an apartment in Beverly Grove with my bestie. And I was going to work at Teen Vogue specifically, like legitimately at Teen Vogue. Like that was my plan.
Let me tell you something. Me and my best friend, I've known my best friend since I was 2 years old. Me and my best friend were going to move to Los Angeles. We were going to live the lives that we were meant to live. And I had even looked at FITM to go to school. Now that is laughable, because anybody who knows me know that I don't give a goddamn. What am I going to study in fashion? But let's be serious for 2 seconds. What was I going to do at the fashion school?
You was going to learn fashion.
Well, maybe I'd be better off than I am today. But however, I really believed I was going to go to college. It was solely because of the damn Hills. Great marketing.
I'm telling you. Exceptional
marketing. Whew. Because I fully believed in my heart of hearts that I was going to move to Los Angeles. I was going to work at FITM. I don't know what I was going to do after that, but I was going to have a good life. And I was going to live in a nice apartment. And I was going to have I was going to do all of this with what money, with what opportunity, with what Black people, I'm unclear.
That wasn't my business. I knew because, that I was going to do it.
Even watching the first episode, right, today, I was like, now, if we had switched this out and my Black ass had been the lead character and I was up here ironing my skirt. With
oh, my God,
iron,
with the hair straightener.
It would have had a much different connotation, baby.
I forgot.
They would have said, look at that little broke Black girl up here.
Look at that little
iron.
Dumb, poor, right.
Ew! That is so ghetto. Like, they would have dragged it, baby. But you couldn't tell me that I wasn't going to live the exact life that Lauren Conrad lived.
I'm telling you.
Lies.
Like, I was prepared. Everybody. I was thoroughly prepared.
Absolutely.
And I feel like a lot of Black girls feel similarly, because Harper's Bazaar came out with a piece, a story, as the writers call it. And the title is How the Hills and the City Inspired the Current Guard of Black and Brown Fashion Editors. And I would just like to say, absolutely, absolutely. Me, again, somebody who just recently, within the last like 2-3 years, decided that I was going to start dressing better on purpose, thought that I was going to like work in fashion media. I did end up working in media, but not fashion media. But I legitimately was like, oh yeah, Teen Vogue is going to be the thing. I'm going to work in fashion. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. And many Black girls followed suit and did that very thing. Shout out Elaine Welteroth, who I'm sure is around the same age as these girls and probably is not inspired by them at all. But shout out you.
I've literally worked in fashion media.
Mm-hmm.
Literally have. And yeah, it's so funny to me. I felt like this when the bold type came out too.
Don't even get me started.
The bold type came out too because it's so funny to, because that was basically Teen Vogue. Like, we all know that the bold type was basically Teen Vogue.
Yes.
And so, like, watching the bold type, watching the Hills, watching all these shows, and watching them, watching how everybody thinks working for brands is when you've worked for a brand. Now, disclosure, I'm based in Atlanta, so I was never in the New York LA offices. I feel like that's a completely different experience. But, like, also, nobody in media got that much money no more, baby. We the way that y'all was doing it big, we wasn't doing that, baby. Listen.
Hell no.
Listen. These
media companies are poor. They're broke. They're okay. Poor.
So it's one, the Hills was really fun to remember a bygone era in media where everything, like, there were so many similarities where I'm like, oh, that's still true today. That's still true today. That's still true today. And there's so many moments where I'm like, now they sent the intern to New York and said, we'll let you know when you coming back.
Yo.
Not on this company car, baby.
I'm so sorry. You're doing what?
Yeah. So it's funny to me. It's really funny. But, and that's not about a publication, like a specific publication. That's about media in general. Like, mm-hmm. Media in general just don't have it like that no more.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny to watch. It's really, really funny because I think there are a lot of people that really wanted to work probably from the Hills, probably from the bold type, probably from all these, like, these shows that really glamorized that life, that really were like, I want to work for Teen Vogue. I want to work for Vogue. I want to work for, like, these really, like, glossy magazines. And yeah. I don't know. It's really cool.
God, it's so cool. The bold type really,
the bold type was
like,
shit.
Like, for real. And we were grown when that came out. So, like, it was just good. The bold type was good. It got bad.
It made me cringe because, again, talk about things that are, like, realistic. I think, like, obviously the bold type was, like, a fashion magazine that was trying to get more serious and dive into politics and identity, which is literally Teen Vogue.
Teen Vogue is fuck. I remember when that happened.
Yep. But then also, they kept being like, this story is for the .com. And I didn't understand why we were using that language in the 2020s. That was very deeply confusing to me. I said, did you consult anyone who has been a digital writer ever?
Because
they would have said to you that the .com, as a way to refer to the internet, the digital website, which most of these publications don't even have magazines, physical magazines anymore. I mean, Allure just shuttered its print publications as well. So like, most of them don't have it. So like, to make it seem like the .com is the .com and is an afterthought was just really fucking funny to me.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know.
Right.
It's interesting.
What a good time.
Hi, this is Biz, and this is the final season of One Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting. This is going to be a year of celebrating all that makes this podcast and this community magical.
I'm so glad that I found your podcast.
I just cannot thank you enough for just being the voice of reason as I'm trying to figure all of this out.
Thank you, and cheers to your incredible show and the vision you had to provide this space for all of us.
This is still a show about life after giving life. And yes, there will be swears. You can find us on MaximumFun.org. And as always, you are doing a great job.
All right, class, tomorrow's exam will cover the science of perfect pitch, the history of pride flags, and speedrunning video games. Any questions? Ah, yes, you in the back.
What is this?
It's the podcast Let's Learn Everything,
where we learn about science and a bit of everything else.
My name's Tom. I study cognitive and computer science, but I'll also be your teacher for intermediate emojis.
My name's Caroline, and I did my master's in biodiversity conservation, and I'll be teaching you intro to things the British Museum stole.
My name's Ella. I did a PhD in stem cell biology, so obviously I'll be teaching you the history of fan fiction.
Class meets every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
So do I still get credit for this?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
It's a podcast.
I feel like it's always funny as a reporter to look at like TV shows, movies, all because they always make the it girl a writer.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Bradshaw, sure, How to Lose a Guy, and like all of these like things are always like the it girl writer. And I'm they like, do. You'd be broke and depressed. Okay. You would be
some
broke
of them be from rich be families. Depressed.
We need to be clear about that because, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving gloss, but I don't know if it's giving that kind of money, baby. I don't know.
Y'all have to watch this episode. Y'all have to watch this episode on YouTube, okay? I feel like the regular hearing is not going to do it justice. You got to look at what you're doing.
But I don't
you
got to
look at what
you're
doing with her
that's
face.
That's all
okay.
I'm gonna say about that.
Love is giving income.
You do it for the love. What they say about the artist, the struggling artist, you do it for the love.
And do so. That's very fair. This is a labor of love, you guys. This podcast,
absolutely.
Favorite cast members from The Hills.
Ooh, I feel like the older I've gotten, because Lauren was my girl. The older I've gotten, the more I've decided that Lauren was not the like sweet angel baby that we like to think that she was. Lauren was messy as hell. I just watched the episode. She hung up on the girl. She was jealous that the girl was,
got a job.
She was mad because the girl got a job. And like, we know Hailey is a little silly, but if she wanted, that's what she wanted to do. That's what she wanted to do. Why are you mad?
Right. Why are you mad? Why did you hang up on your best friend?
Phone flipped it down.
It was so rude. I remember looking at that. That was my first. I said, oh, Lauren is not.
Phone right down, and then the phone was bzzz, and she clicked ignore. That's and then was sitting there calling her a dropout. See what I'm saying? That's messy.
It was ugly. Like she judged the fuck out of Heidi all of the time. Like so much judgment all the time.
I feel like she used to do this thing where she would disguise judgment as care. Where I just really care for you. I don't want you to do a messed up thing. And it was just really like judgmental and really kind of like mean.
So mean. So absolutely.
So that's what I will say about Lauren. I really like Whitney because Whitney minded her business and didn't seem to be in nothing.
She did do
but
that.
I feel like most people don't come out as unscathed on that show. I
that
liked
is
Audrina.
Very true.
I liked Audrina because Audrina just needed some prayer. She always meant well. You know what I'm saying? So I liked Audrina.
Yeah.
Sequoia! she just needed some hope and a prayer, a little confidence, but then we all.
She needed some confidence so bad. Like, it's actually not even a joke.
My girl's out here letting niggas drag her to the hills and back.
She severely needed some confidence. It was so cringy to watch Audrina. It could not, the dick could not have been that good. Now, while Justin Bobby is cute, he's very cute to me.
What they say on the Braxtons, he must have a ding-a-ling ago. You remember that song? Did you used to watch the Braxtons? Because they used to turn everything to a song. And the sister was dating a man she was married to. She was with some man that they didn't like. And Tamar was like, he must have a ding-a-ling ago. And they start harmonizing about it. He must. He must, okay? Because it don't make sense no other kind of way. But I feel like, you know, weren't we all in questionable relationships with boys who dressed questionably? And
no.
I mean, I didn't date men that didn't look like they showered. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
see, people was dragging it. Justin Bobby didn't look like he didn't damn shower.
I didn't think he looked like that either, but that was that was what they kept saying. I purposely thought Justin Bobby was cute.
Real cute. Just because Lo and Lauren fucking liked, you know.
He did wear combat boots to the beach.
You know. And niggas be wearing Jordans to the beach to this day.
There was a moment where I was watching this clip earlier where Audrina was like, did you hook up with Justin or something like that? And Lauren was like, he is just disgusting. I would never.
Oh,
I am
yes.
appalled. Oh, and I was yes. like, you could have just said, no, that nigga not my type. Like, you did not have to drag it the way you dragged it. So, yeah, they tried to make it seem like the man didn't shower. I don't know. I wasn't there. He didn't look like it to me. But But he didn't look it to me.
He didn't look dirty to me. Now, while we're here, now while we're talking about that, when Audrina asked Lauren, did you fuck with Justin? And Lauren had the audacity to get mad. That's the type of friend I can't fuck with. Because, bitch, I'm coming to you trying to clear up something that's giving me anxiety, legitimately. Is it dumb? Yes.
It's a question because it was kind of stupid.
Yes, it was dumb. But, like, if it's my legitimate friend, if it's one, if it's you, and you are like, oh, I need to ask you this question for.
If you're hooking up with my man, literally, if I come to you seriously,
not true. Not true. I would laugh, but I would absolutely answer your question. I would not get mad on some whatever. I would be like, okay. Joel, please, you have to get out this relationship is what I would tell you. If you was coming to me, I'd be like, please, you have to exit this relationship. But no, I just want you to get peace of mind. No, I did not. I wouldn't do anything like that to you.
And I'm a work in progress. I just told you this earlier. I'm a work in progress because, you know, I'll try to dip out of friendship real quick. And that would be the last time you would hear from me. If you called me to ask me if I hooked up with your man, well, you know, damn, I did not. I would answer you very seriously. Girl, you know damn well I didn't hook up with that man. Are you crazy? And that would be the last time you were here for me. Come to me with this man. Girl, bye. What? Did I do what?
What is happening? I can't breathe.
And I don't, and see now, because now you don't drag me in it. You and your relationship might be falling off the rails. I can get with that. We all had our bad days. All relationships go through it. But don't bring me in it now. Because now you're trying to bring me in it. I'm trying to support you with shit falling apart. And now you done brought me into the middle of it? No.
And this is what I'm saying. Audrina needed some self-confidence so fucking bad that it was actually
laughable. Who told her that rumor? I want to know where the rumor came from. Let's get to the nitty-gritty. I can't remember.
This girl been calling your man every piece of dusty, dirty crud on the bottom of a shoe for multiple seasons at this point.
Because most of the time, this is how Sequoia and I, not about our specific boyfriends, but this is how Sequoia and I talk when we, I'll come to her and I'll say, that man is fine. And she'll go, you can't be serious.
That is literally.
No, I don't see. Or we'll literally. Say, well, I'm glad we got different, I'm glad we got different tastes. Amen. Right? Like that's kind of, keep it cute. Don't be like, I don't see what you see in that man.
Right?
To the beach, he don't shower. Right. What does he do? What is he good for? Like, she drugged that man every chance she got. And then you
was like, that she was fucking on him.
Because, you know, there are girls who are, so it's giving delusion, who are like, you drugged my man that whole time because you wanted him.
Because you wanted him, right. Girls, I don't know. Some people need some help. And this is what I was telling you before. Folks got to stop telling some girls that everybody's jealous. Folks got to stop doing that.
I want to see the tapes. Run the tapes. Because okay, everybody ain't being bullied.
What happened?
Everybody not being bullied.
No.
Some people are bullying back.
Some people are the bully. Somebody lying. Everybody wasn't bullied. Somebody's fucking lying.
Because they was mad I had pretty hair. No, they weren't. Nobody cared. You kept rocking around slinging your hair in people's faces.
Calling
face
me a monkey.
Okay. You was twirling my hair, your hand got stuck in it, trying to call my hair nappy.
Right.
And you. And now you talking about I'm jealous. Please move.
You was putting paper in my hair, talking about, oh, you don't know what's in there. It's just stuck.
Yeah. Uh huh. So now you talking about you got bullied. Goodbye.
I rocked your shit. Right. Now you got bullied because I rocked your shit because you was playing with me.
Move on. So I liked Audrina. I felt like she was I broke my nail right before I got on here. Good Lord, this is embarrassing. I liked Audrina. I thought she was a sweet girl who just needed to not be on TV one. She needed to not be on television. And she needed to be in a therapist's office. And she needed to ask herself why she liked men who didn't value her. But didn't we all?
No.
Didn't we all?
Didn't.
Well, I did. Well, damn. She ain't never been in a bad relationship. Inspired by Audrina, I was in a bad relationship when I was like 22, which is where I was at the point where we needed to be moving on from that. But I was in a bad relationship when I was like 22. And I was trying to describe to someone how toxic the relationship was. And I didn't have the language for it because it was just emotionally exhausting for me. And so I spent an afternoon downloading GIFs from the hills, and I used it to make a storyboard to describe my relationship, and I did it well. And I, you know, maybe that's why I identify with Audrina, because I, you know.
So I guess my follow-up question would just be that there's just never been a point where you were normal. There was never a point where you were.
How else? If you were trying to express yourself and tell someone about an experience you were having, is using GIFs to put together a storyboard of your experience.
That's where you're losing me, babe. It's one thing to pull a GIF and post it, you know, or text it to a friend, but you said you put together
it was basically a storyboard. Absolutely. This happened, and then this happened, and this happened, and this happened. Then it had Lauren crying with the mascara. I want to forgive you, and the I want to forget you.
Yes.
Yeah, it had our humble wear combat boots to the beach, which is how I was describing my ex. He didn't wear combat. We weren't near a beach, but I was trying to say tacky. Yeah, I absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't tell me your favorite.
Oh, Kristen is my favorite.
Yikes. Okay.
Which is sad because she's not yikes. Don't do Kristen. Kristen was my favorite on Laguna Beach. Kristen was my favorite when she came on the hills. I feel like the show got infinitely better when she got on it. That's it. You know, I always liked a little bit more of a mean girl. They were portraying her like a mean girl. She's not actually, but she definitely is more outspoken, less of that goody-goody. Like, she didn't subscribe to that girl should be like X type thing. And I said, I fuck with that one. That's
really
my girl.
I really respect Kristen in real life.
Mm-hmm. Me too, for real though, in real life.
I really respect her in real life. I really think she was a very straight shooter. She told you how she felt. You were not going to have any questions about what she was thinking, how she felt. She wasn't going to talk about you. Like, I really
no passive aggressive.
I really, really respect her. I don't know that she was my favorite character. I don't know that I felt tied to her story, but I really respected her. You know what I mean? But I felt that way about Heidi.
Okay. To be also fair, especially of the time, like, Kristen was explicitly the villain on the show, on both shows, on Laguna Beach and The Hill. She was the villain. And so, you know, at the time, it was just like, it just wasn't who you were rooting for. You weren't supposed to.
Yeah, but I appreciate it, like, later, after The Hill, she's had other shows. Like, she's done other things, and I've appreciated that she's been able to, like, show a more authentic look into who she is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I felt that, like, watching episodes of Heidi, I'm like, Heidi just seems like a normal 19-year-old. Now, would she be my friend? Me, a type A, organized person? Or she stressed the hell out of me?
Fuck
now,
no.
Why are you showing up to my place of employment? Now you finna get
Which is
out.
Crazy because Heidi's a fucking Virgo. Why was she so airy?
She's a little much.
I would need to see her whole chart because I don't understand why she act like that.
It's from my spirit. I don't know what an air is. What's an air?
Air sign is Aquarius, Libra, and Gemini. That's us.
I like us. Okay, anyway.
I like us.
I wouldn't show up to no party unannounced. I'm not coming nowhere.
But you also have earth placements and so
okay. Wrong, okay. Mm-hmm. So I felt like Heidi, but I see her and I think she was such a beautiful girl. She was extremely relatable. All of the like shit that she was struggling with is not that far fetched. Like she didn't want to go to school. There are plenty of people who don't want to go to feel like
she was so regular.
She was super just regular. A regular girl. And she wouldn't have been my friend because she was a little stressful.
At all.
But I really respected Heidi, especially in the earlier seasons.
100%. Heidi's downfall was trying to hang out with super teen Lauren Conrad. Lauren wanted to be
right there.
Super teen so fucking bad. And so she was just getting just all types of judged by Lauren, Miss Super Teen, because Heidi was regular. She didn't want to go to school. She wanted to get her little party job. She wanted to be a party promoter so she could party. Or not a promoter, a PR, something like that. So she could party.
Very questionable.
And it was simple. And I said, no, I get Heidi. Was I ever Heidi? No. Would Heidi ever be my friend, like you said?
No. And not that PR is questionable. I think Heidi didn't seem to understand what PR was.
PR is not questionable in any capacity. Heidi didn't know what she was getting into, like you said.
Heidi didn't seem to understand what she was signing up for.
Exactly. Heidi thought she was signing up to party. No, babe. That's not it.
That's literally not what the job is. But it's okay.
And you're starting at the bottom. You're not just getting straight into the celebrity of it all. You're an assistant. And she didn't understand that.
So yeah, okay. Least favorite. We're listening.
Least favorite. Spencer. I feel like this is one of the few times in television history where the villain, the TV villain, is actually the real world villain for real.
Well, damn.
That nigga was abusive. Now that I watch it back as an adult, I said, oh, this isn't just like a toxic relationship.
So do you believe... Because in more recent episodes, they've said that they actually never fought and that the fighting that they did and the drama was all played up for TV. Do you believe that?
Sure, maybe, that they never fought. But that's not even what I'm talking about. Them fighting, that's not even the concern. He t- took, he went out of his way to isolate that girl from everybody who loved her, including her mother, sister, father, all friends. He was trying to isolate the fuck out of her.
You don't think that could have been played up for TV? You think
No. They weren't. I don't even think TV was smart enough for that type of thing yet. Like, that wasn't even
the reality. It wasn't in the reality TV playbook yet.
And it wasn't in the cultural zeitgeist yet that that's what emotional abuse looks like. And so it was just taking place and they were catching in. They were like, oh, look at this toxic couple. No, we're watching her be abused. We're watching her be emotionally abused, especially as an adult. I'm like, it's textbook. This is crazy.
Yeah, I had less fun watching the Heidi and Spencer saga unfold. I just didn't have a good time. And I didn't like the alienation
at all.
Whereas I felt like Lauren didn't always handle situations the best, and I felt that she was judgmental. It was clear that he was like trying to isolate Lauren from Heidi. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was trying to like cause a rift in their friendship. And to be fair, I think when we talk about like emotional abuse and manipulation and stuff, Lauren is exactly the type of person you do not want your girlfriend around if you are emotionally abusing her, because she's gonna be the one to be like, girl, that don't sound right, you know, like, because Lauren can't call her tongue. She's gonna be like, that seemed girl, that seemed tacky.
But
she's going to be the one to call it out.
But instead of doing that, Lauren was making judgment calls about Heidi instead of placing on Spencer and being like, maybe, you know, I don't know, that doesn't sound right to me and I'm concerned or whatever. It was more like, I can't believe you're choosing him over me. I can't believe you're doing this again. I can't believe blah, blah, blah. And it's like, so that Lauren's judgment paired with Spencer's actual attempts to isolate Heidi just created the perfect storm for their relationship to sever. Because she's pushing Heidi away anyways and pushing Heidi right more into that emotionally abusive relationship.
And I think it's hard, right? Like, I don't know Spencer or Heidi. I don't know. He did seem a little off. But from what I know from my own personal experiences, and I try to give people grace, because I've had relationships where guys have tried to isolate me from my friends. Or where that has been a thing, where you've like purposely tried to cause a rift between me and a person because you know that this person is going to be like, that man is emotionally abusive. You need to get the fuck away from him. And so I feel like in hindsight, I always try to give, that has to be a very difficult position to be in as a friend.
Especially at 19, you know? So I get it.
Girl, I'm fed up. I want to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't always have the, like, you don't always have the empathy. You don't always have the emotional capacity, the intelligence, the maturity to be like, this is manipulation. They are isolating us on purpose. This is the, like, you're not putting the two and two together. You just know, I don't like this. This is too messy. I got to go.
Right.
And, like, so I try to have empathy for people in that situation because I'm like, I can imagine being on the other side of that. Especially as a 19-year-old.
That's a big thing for me.
You're like, this seems toxic. I hope you get out, but I'm going to go on to this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. And so I'm going to give Lauren grace in that one specific moment.
Okay, that's fair. Because one of us has to. Second on my list for least favorite characters is Lauren. I think I've already given enough of that. And if I haven't, you know, she's just a little bit too goody-goody for my personal taste. Didn't like the girl. And she did that shit that you said where she disguised judgment as caring. And I said, you're manipulative and I don't like it. Not into it. And then final on the list is Stephanie Pratt. When I say heinous character, like Stephanie Pratt, I don't forgive her today. I'm sorry. I know it's 15 years later, but I said, no, I think you're a bad person. No, I said, I think you are a bad person. You and your brother. I think that y'all are actually bad people and that something went wrong in that gene pool, in that lineage, in that bloodline. I'm so sorry. Something's wrong. It don't make sense. So while I can forgive Lauren for her little manipulation, whatever, she didn't seem like a bad person to me. Just seemed like a bad friend.
I think Lauren was
not
young.
A bad person. You know, she was young.
Learn to mind her business.
She needed to learn to be a better friend than she was. And, you know, I'm sure she did learn that. I'm sure she learned it the hard way. I'm sure that was not fun for her. Yeah, that's that on that. Who's your least favorite character?
I didn't like Stephanie. I don't feel that strongly about Stephanie. I don't feel like the gene pool was messed up, personally. I didn't like Stephanie. I didn't like Spencer because no one liked Spencer. But I don't know. I guess the older I just don't like Lauren. I'm not saying she's my, like, I don't think she's like top one least favorite, but I think the older I get and the more rewatches I do, the more I'm just like, you know, like, I'm more interested in the growth and development of some of the other characters. Mm-hmm. I feel like they feel more real to me, more rooted. And I just don't like some of the, I don't like it. And it could be. Now, maybe this is a little self-awareness. It could be because I remind myself of Miss Conrad when I was younger. Maybe I was a little judgy. I feel like I was a little goody two-shoes. I feel like I was a little judgmental. And I always had opinions when I didn't know a goddamn thing. I should have been quiet.
That's me too. I definitely and still sometimes and, struggle with that.
And
so.
And so I feel like my dislike for Lauren is a little... It's calling out my character flaw.
Okay, that's growth. That means growth. If you can see it, if you see the character flaws now in Lauren, that implies growth. What was he just saying? If you cringe at your former self,
yeah,
it's growth.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. So I think that's why I struggle so much. She's probably the character that I struggle the most because Spencer is like I don't expect. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I think I struggle the most with Lauren as a character. And Audrina, like I said, baby girl, therapist, and leave the TV. Leave it. I'm not mad at her. I got empathy for Audrina. I got so much empathy for her.
Did you watch The Hills New Beginnings?
No.
Because Audrina was so fucking embarrassed by her on The Hills.
I would be.
Yeah, I'm surprised she agreed to do it again. That's how embarrassed she seemed to me. Like, it seemed like it, like, pained her to her core to think about how she was on The Hills.
If anyone has secret footage of me in my early 20s, I will do.
You can email it to blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com.
I will pay whatever I have to pay to make it never see the light of day because just an embarrassing time.
It is an embarrassing time.
When I think back at some of the things I did, some of the things I put up with, some of the things
I've said,
friendships, you know, some of the things I said, why were you dating that man? What was going on? So one of my friends the other day, they were talking. My friends were having these conversations about like their struggles that, you know, sometimes, you know, we were young, we were broke. So they were talking about that. And they were all talking about the things that they did when they were broke, right? The odd jobs, all of these things. And I was quiet because I grew up middle class. I grew up lower middle class. I certainly didn't have an abundance, but I'm not going to cosplay as somebody who was like poor because that was not true. And so my friend was like, Jewel, why are you quiet? And my other friend was like, well, she's never been broke. She was just a little broke down emotionally. And I was like, well.
That's the most personal. That just hit me in my heart and soul.
And she knew me in my early 20s, and that would be accurate. She said, Jewel was never broke. But she was a little broke down emotionally and mentally. And I said, oh, yeah, baby.
Jewel, I'm so sorry that she dragged you like that. Why did she say that to you?
And I said, why would you say that? She said, well, I was just trying to have you to have something to relate to in the conversation. I said, I don't have to relate to everything.
I didn't have to relate.
I didn't have a moment. I was going to be quiet. But she wasn't wrong. It was giving janky. It was giving rinky dink. Emotionally, and I did put up with some foolishness. Crazy.
I can't wait to put that in my book. I'm gonna have that be a title of a chapter, and
put in your book?
I'm gonna have that be a title of a chapter. It's just gonna be not broke, but broke down.
Emotionally
and mentally. And I'm gonna credit you and your friend. I'm gonna ask for her information. I'm gonna credit both of y'all.
I said, well, if the truth is the truth, baby, the truth is the truth. So, you know, I guess maybe that, again, I think that's why I empathize with Audrina. Heidi a little bit, because I think Heidi was struggling too, just in a very outward way that I couldn't relate to.
Right. Same.
I see what you're struggling with, but I don't quite. It's not quite my ministry.
When I was young, it was like hard to find the empathy for Heidi because it was like expressed in such a way that I couldn't relate to it all. But now that I'm older, and obviously I'm watching a 19-year-old, I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, she was really struggling to find her identity. It was like just identity struggles, you know?
And I keep coming back to the fact that, like, just you shouldn't have been on TV. Because you wouldn't have been 19-year-old altering your face. You wouldn't have been altering your face. You would have, I went through a broke down relationship, and baby, don't nobody know unless I tell them. Why? Because it wasn't on television.
Yeah.
Okay? But now everybody got photographic video proof of what you was doing in your late teens and early 20s. That's ridiculous. Nobody should have to do with that. That's terrible.
And I hate that for her.
I do. Truly, I hate
I hate that for her.
Because I want to forget. You know, I feel like after 3 to 5 years, it should roll off my Carfax. It should not count.
Yeah, the credit score got to reset. Something got to
reset.
Give up. Yeah.
I don't remember that time in my life. It never happened. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know who that is that you're referencing.
And if you bring up a video or a picture or something like that, now you're trying to mess with my ability to be in denial. And I don't like that.
What Shaggy say? It wasn't me. That's all I got.
Yeah, I don't like that. So yeah. I think that's what I keep coming back to is like, even to Lauren's credit, you know, I know that you don't have a lot of empathy for the lady, but like
I do. I have empathy. I just don't like her. So okay. I mean, I like her now, I guess. I really don't pay I never paid attention to her because I didn't like her.
Okay. I do wish she would have been able to go through her goody goody judgy judgy phase in you know what I'm saying?
In private, like the rest of us did. Well, I don't know that I had a goody goody judgy judgy face, but I probably definitely was judgmental, but definitely never goody goody. I wasn't that,
and I needed to work through that, but I'm glad I did it privately.
And you did. Look, you grown. We gonna move on. Fuck, kill, Mary. Who? I don't know what.
Who?
What you mean? Who?
Name is
I'm to give you the name. I'm about to give you the names right now. Spencer, Brody, Justin, Bobby.
We know who the fuck is.
Is it Brody?
You don't know? No, I don't care about no Brody. It's Justin Bobby.
Hold on. Brody is really fine as fuck. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't really see it for Brody. Mary? I don't want to marry none of them.
When we just said that we be saying, oh, this nigga's so cute, and then the other one be like, that's what just happened.
Every time I drop a name in the text thread, and I'm like, that's the one. And Sequoia's like, it's not. I hate that you feel that way, but I'm happy for you. And again, this is why I would never have to come to her woman to woman on my Shirley or my Barbara This Is Shirley or on my
we good
because she don't want what I want. She don't want what I want.
And you know what's so funny? Like, if you look down me and Jules, if you like wrote down me and Jules once, they're the same. But somehow they manifest so fucking differently.
They don't look the same. Sequoia like pretty boys.
In my opinion, I don't, because in my opinion, they're not. You know what I mean? Anyways. Okay.
It'd be Justin Bobby. I don't want to marry none. Do I have to? I got to get married.
It's a game, babe.
Who is left? Brody.
Brody and Spencer.
Well, Spencer's dead, so I guess I'll marry Brody and get an annulment later, child.
There
I don't
it is.
Know, but I don't want.
There him. It is. Now, me personally, I'm doing the exact same thing, but I'm wholeheartedly marrying Brody Jenner. I would just like to caveat this by saying, if I'm not mistaken, Brody Jenner is a little Trumpy these days. So it's actually fuck him for real, in real life. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
But for the sake of the game, because I'm definitely not marrying Justin Bobby's toxic, wild ass.
I would, because I feel like he might settle down when he get older.
Because he did want to settle down with Kristen. Like, see, he did seem like he wanted to settle down with Kristen. But no, I don't. I would
switch it up.
If Justin Bobby was not Trumpy, I actually don't know. I can't verify that he's Trumpy. I get the sense that it's the Oakley sunglasses.
Justin Bobby is? Or
No. Sorry. Brody. I think Brody is Trumpy.
You have no proof of this.
If you go on his Instagram, he wear Oakley sunglasses.
I don't look at Brody's because I don't think Brody's cute. So I don't look at him. If Brody, and I don't know that he does, I don't know that Brody has enough Kardashian Jenner cash to where if we were married I would be able to, like, because you know my goal in life is to I guess that goal cannot now be realized, but I think my goal in life prior was to marry highly wealthy so that my job could basically be like a glorified hobby to where I come out with like a line of aprons or I come out with like a line of spices or something that's like, whether or not it does well, whether or not Target pulls it from the shelves, doesn't really matter. My bills
don't matter.
Continue to be paid anyway.
Now, you could do that today if you wanted to talk to the camera on TikTok, but you refuse to do that.
You know that that's not my thing. But I don't know that Brody, like, I don't know that Brody has enough cash to where if
right.
I were to marry Brody that I'm going to get enough, like, proximity to the Jenner Kardashian clan
no.
to where I can now catapult into having like a line of pots.
I don't even think you got access to Caitlyn through Brody. I don't even think they.
You see what I'm saying? So you know? Now what's the point? Because that's all I want. I just want to start me a little, give me a line in Target. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's all I want.
Tab.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I want. But if I can't have that, I don't want it.
And that's fair. I do understand that. So I'm still gonna marry Brody. I'ma fuck Justin Bobby and I'ma kill Spencer. And it was real easy for me. That was a very easy choice. Now we're gonna move on to the girls. Heidi, Lauren, Kristen.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Uh-huh.
Girl, bye.
She thinking. Them. I'll go first.
Heidi, Lauren, and Kristen. I don't want none of them for none of them think that I can die.
I'll go first. Obviously, I'm personally going to fuck Kristen. Just because she
seems fun.
You know what I mean? She seems fun. You know what I mean? The material seems like it's there.
Get me off this podcast. Get me off this podcast.
Yo, mom, go say, see, I told you to stop going on that damn show.
I told you to stop going on there.
I told you to stop going on that damn show because she don't know how to act. So I'm going to go ahead and fuck Kristen. I'm going to marry Lauren because she just seems like...
We could get to the money.
That just seems like what it would be like. You know, it seems like we're going to have a vibe. Yeah. Boom, we business partners. You know, that's my dog. And that's it. And then I'm going to kill Heidi because, like we said, Heidi would never be my friend. Heidi would never be within my realm like that because I'm not my type of person. So
I would agree with you with that ranking, I suppose. I would kill them all. But if I had to make a selection, I guess I'm with you on this ranking because Lauren, she studied fashion merchandising. She studied product when she went to Fitem. And I feel like that's what she does now. Like, she just, got that little... I watched what's that show? The Home Edit. I watched that show, and they had... You watch that with the people who got the glorified plastic bins at the Container Store? Mm-mm. Where they be redoing people's pantries and closets? Mm-mm.
The Home Edit? I'm going to watch it. Me and Garrett about to cut that on. So it's,
okay. So they had this show called The Home Edit, where... They turn, you know how Kourtney Kardashian fridge be looking like a grocery store and the pantries be looking like grocery stores? Basically, they do that for people. They got really famous because they did Kourtney Kardashian's.
Got it. Okay. I'm going to definitely watch this. I don't know how I missed this.
And in very Caucasian fashion, one of their like signature things is they do Roy G. Biv for everything. So everything is like their books are all rainbow. Like, why would you organize my books in terms of color? Do it alphabetically or in terms of darn genre or author. How the hell I'm going to find an orange book? That don't make no sense.
Oh, you be reading the books on your bookcase?
You see, you about to make me mad. So, so that's The Home Edit. And they had an episode where they went to wherever the hell in California Lauren Conrad lived. And she had a office with one of her, she had a co-founder where she ran this little Etsy ass shop where she was like, oh, these are like sustainable little baskets, whatever. I don't know. something real, you know, Etsy-ish. Yeah. And so she had bought like a little beach house and she needed the Home Edit to come in and turn it into an office / product storage space. Because she, of course, is friends with the people on the Home Edit because apparently everybody's friends with everybody. And I'm like, this is, you know, this is our thing. Sell little Etsy products and little coffee table books. Like, I respect it. Lauren got in her bag and she stayed there. She seems to do well financially. She got her a little husband. She got her some kids. I can't be mad at it.
You know what? If nothing else, Lauren Conrad is successful.
She studied that at Fitem. And she said, this is the plan, and she stuck to it.
And she stuck to it. She stuck beside
to it. I can't be too mad at it. So I mess with that. She could, we could be partners in crime so I can make me some little money from it.
Exactly. You know, and then she can get your aprons in Target.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we separate.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Favorite plot points? I have only one.
Oh, no.
I have only one because I already mostly talked about the other one about Lauren not being a good friend. I don't think she was a good friend.
What's your favorite plot point?
Another plot point that really had me riled up, though, is in defense of Lauren. I realized that Lauren was really going through it on the hills, for real. This second watch, I said she wasn't a good friend because she never had a good friend to know.
She was having a hard time.
She never had a good friend to know what the fuck a good friend looked like.
I agree with you.
So, Jen Bunny, do you remember Jen Bunny?
I remember Jen Bunny.
Jen Bunny trying to get at Brody after Lauren had just finished, or like was like, I don't even know she had
that clip.
Like, that was crazy. And then Heidi like hyping her up to do it, being like, no, who cares? It's your birthday. You should talk to Brody if you want to talk to Brody. Question mark. So now both of my best friends, both of these bitches is in here conspiring. Mm-hmm. Against a nigga that I've been fucking with? Are y'all out of your rabid ass? That's crazy to me. That was unacceptable to me and crazy as fuck. And I felt bad for her in that moment because she was losing two best friends at once. One that she had been friends with for 15 years. And then Heidi, who she like had was living with. And I was like, damn, she's going through it. And then when the hills first started, if I'm not mistaken, I remember them mentioning this at some point. Her and Lo had a falling out and hadn't spoken in years.
I do think so.
And that was also her best friend of like 15 years at the time. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, damn, she, and for me, friendship breakups have literally broken my heart.
Absolutely
before.
Break you
like
down.
I've had a
break you down.
Hard emotional time behind some friendship breakups. So three of them, long-term friendships happening back to back to back like that while the world watches.
That's terrible.
It is fuck every one of you bitches. I will never talk to y'all again in life. Choke.
I used to like Lo. I think Lo was a little messy, and Lo now sells wellness vitamins or something that I don't. Okay. Sure. But I agree with you. I think that probably had to be very, very difficult. If I had to think about what my favorite plot point, it probably is the ride I didn't go to Paris.
Oh, certainly.
I think that's great.
How would we get off of this podcast without talking about that? What a moment.
You know, you'll always be known as the girl that didn't go to Paris. And I said, well, girl, not you judging everybody for their dating choices, but you up here trying to stay in California with this man.
Boop. Boop. That was my big thing about her judging Spencer so hard.
That's how I know you ain't as smart as you think you are, baby girl.
I said, because Jason just ate you up, babe.
This man dragging you through the damn mud.
And not only that, he already embarrassed you on Laguna Beach in the first time he was in high school. And now you're not in high school no more. And this nigga came back and embarrassed you again.
Came back around.
You know.
And you stayed in California, where you're from, for him, instead of going to Paris.
To stay at that nigga mom beach house or something.
You're wrong.
You know, like.
You know, like you could have, you know.
Instead of going to Petty.
Petty.
Whitney said, "Oh, don't worry. I'm a come up off this little. Yeah, I'm gonna come up. Don't worry, baby. I got it."
And that's why Whitney might be one of my favorites, because she was unproblematic. She was always down. And oh, I was watching the first episode. Lauren threw her under the bus too, because Lauren was not a good friend. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I did. When they were trying to get them into that party. Yes.
And then Lisa was like, "Well, how did they get in?" And she was like, "I don't know. I wasn't at the door." And you called me and asked me to get them in, and then you sit. And then she framed it as, "Well, girl, I saved you because I told her I didn't know who let you in." Well, who was at the door, Lauren?
Do you think I'm fucking stupid?
Who was at the door, Lauren? Because I was at the door.
Trying to help your dumbass friends out?
It wasn't that many people working the door. The editor didn't let them in. So who else let them in, Lauren?
And I think Whitney was a little bit older than them. Maybe like a year or two. But you know, when you're 19, a year or two is like a big difference.
Yeah.
And so she was probably like, first of all, I didn't even like these little ass kids that I was letting in. These little drunk, fucking annoying kids I was letting in. I'm trying to do it for you.
So that really pissed me off. It did, because you were the dumb. Because let me tell you something. My friends call me, "Can you get us in?" No. Click.
My first day of work. Are y'all stupid? I don't even know how shit worked well enough to finesse nothing yet.
First of all, I'm not answering the phone. I'm not answering the phone.
Right. I'm not going to answer the phone. If I look at it and it say, fucking Heidi,
I'm going to text you. I'm at work. What's up?
Right. The same way that you hung up on her when she was trying to tell you about her goddamn job.
I'm at work. What's up? Hey, girl, we outside. Can you get us in? Now I'm not responding. I'll text you and I'll talk to you when I get home. Because I told your dumb ass not to pull up. So I don't know what you want me to do.
I literally told you not to pull up. Are y'all okay?
And if you sneak in, I'm acting like I don't know you.
So it was a miracle that Whitney kept being friends.
I will literally act like I do not know you.
It's the way I would not have been friends with Lauren after that if I was Whitney.
So that, to me, that rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, real bad.
It really rubbed me the wrong way. And that's why I was like, Whitney, don't help her with shit else. Not a goddamn anything else. Don't do it.
God, that was crazy.
You sit at your
That was actually so really crazy.
You
of
type
her.
On your computer and don't pay her no mind because she playing.
Stop fucking playing with me.
She playing. That really pissed me off. So
like really pissing off.
Who are my favorite couples? Okay. Give me the options.
I got, I mean, they're all bad, if I'm being honest. Yeah, all ass.
Who am I supposed to like?
Obviously. Lauren and Jason.
Terrible.
Heidi and Spencer.
Terrible.
Brody and Jade. Audrina and Justin Bobby.
Can I be controversial?
Oh, yeah.
I would put Audrina, because they were never, am I remembering, misremembering? He never said that was his girlfriend. They were never in an official relationship.
No, I agree.
He was always very much like, but do you, but what you finna get into after? Like, he was out trifling, but he was always very much like
to her. Yes, but it was one time they were in a bar and some other nigga was trying to get at her, and when she went to the bathroom and the nigga was like, yeah, so I'm kind of, you know, like feeling Audrina, like, are y'all, you know, you know, she's single, and he said nah, and I said,
I remember this.
Is that right? No, it's not.
I remember it pissed me off. I remember how much that pissed me off.
Like, don't. So you don't want to make her happy, but you also don't want to let her be happy with nobody else. Trash. And that's why I couldn't marry him and fuck your married.
But I will like to put them at the top of my list. Because okay. I feel like they couldn't be as bad as the other committed couples because they weren't committed. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Hey.
Like, at least you knew what game you were playing. Lauren, not that was your man. That's your man?
Because couldn't be. Because couldn't be.
Heidi and Spencer, not a chance in hell. I don't even know who Jade. I vividly.
Them niggas are still married to this day.
I don't remember Jade. That I remember her.
She was the playboy. But she was like the dark. She had dark brunette hair. She was stunning in the face.
She just didn't stand out to me. I remember her being pretty. I don't remember their relationship was unremarkable to me.
Okay, so I'm going to
put Audrina and Justin Bobby at the top of the list because I feel like it. And because they at least they weren't in a relationship, you know? At least they was just playing. Now everybody got hurt out of it, but
they sure did. They sure did. Okay. Okay. I respect that. I'm gonna go with Jade and Brody just because they were like the only legitimate seeming couple in the whole thing. Like, I was like, okay, they seem like they actually really like each other, even though it didn't work out. You know, he seemed to be serious about her. Like, he was telling Kristen, like, keep it cute. You know? So I'm gonna put them just for the fact that they were the only real couple. Nobody was good. Everybody was toxic. There was no, you know, nothing was good going on the Hills, for real. Do you have a reason why you like the Hills? Like, was it the fashion magazine portion?
It was just inspirational. Like, I think it represented a lifestyle that I would never in my life have, but I seemed to believe that it was attainable. This was the time when reality TV sold a dream very well.
The original influencers. MTV was the original influencer incubator.
This was TikTok before TikTok. It was Instagram before Instagram. It made you feel like this life was completely attainable, and it absolutely was not.
It sure did. No.
And it made you feel like you could have access to being in Hollywood, being in entertainment, to having a nice place to live, to having these like cute ass friends who you go out with all the time, and like everybody dresses really nicely and everybody works in a glitzy ass job, and like it just made you feel like you could have this lifestyle, and that's just completely not how life works for most
fucking
people.
Lie.
There are some people who live that life. Most people do not. Even people who live in entertainment don't. I mean, who work in entertainment don't live that life.
Overwhelming number.
Yeah, overwhelming majority do not. So that's why I liked it, because I was at a point I was convinced I was going to graduate from high school. Well, I was going to graduate from high school. I was going to move to LA with my best friend, who's also was named Lauren. They call her Lo. Sometimes.
Really?
She goes by Lo sometimes.
Jewel, it's meant to be.
She's my best friend.
Know.
And Lauren, I think both Lauren's had on the Hills, they had known each other for like 15 years. I had known my best friend since I was 2. Like, there was like childhood friendship. And what?
Not my light then went out. Anyways,
I'm about to go. I had known her since I was 2. So it felt like, boom, this is our life. She actually is into fashion. She studied fashion merchandising. Okay. She was the one that would have actually been knowing what the hell she was doing at Fitem.
Did she move by chance?
No, she still live here.
Okay. I'm just going to reach out.
For what? For what? Not you trying to make friends with my friends. No, I'm just kidding. I'll see your Instagram.
To, you know, see if we can all.
Not you trying to get her to come over here too. Girl, bye.
Move on.
So she, it felt like, dang, this is the life we're going to live. You know, like, mm-hmm. It felt very, very attainable. Mm-hmm. And it didn't work out that way.
That's fair.
It didn't work out that way.
Thank you for coming on, Jewel.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I appreciate it so much. It's always great to have you. Fan fave, my fave, like I always say. Period. Let people know where they can find you. They know, but let them know. Or anything you would like to talk about?
I just want to close by saying if Sequoia and I ever fall out, you can bet your bottom dollar that it's not going to be because she asked me if I hooked up with her man.
Certainly
or vice versa.
Nope. Guaranteed.
One thing I know for sure, because
we're good.
We don't have the same sex. But my handles, Jewel Wicker Show. On Instagram, Twitter, all of the places, all of the social media hell holes. I am there. Amen.
Absolutely. You can find me at BPLP Pod across Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And you can email me per usual at blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com with episode topic recommendations, hate mail, feedback, or anything else. Listen to my new podcast, Glass House by Sequoia Holmes. If you get a chance, I'll be on there talking about whatever the fuck I would like to, solo podcast. So, you know, go look at that. And I'll see y'all next episode. Next episode will also be television themed. Keep that in mind. So if you're into TV, come back. I don't really know what I have a list that I'm going by. I haven't set it up yet, so I don't know which television show we're talking about yet. But we're gonna be talking about television.
I just remember we dragged you about your dating choices in the last podcast I was in, the episode, one of the previous episodes. So yeah, I reign superior with my taste.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.